Hey guys, welcome to The Drive. It is March 21st on a Thursday. Hope you guys are having a good week or okay week or a blessed week. And if it's a hard week, remember, God is with you on the mountaintops and in the valleys. So that's always a blessing. As we continue on looking at the life of Jesus, you know, there's a lot of hate that was sort of directed towards him. I mean, it's an understatement. You know, as we continue on looking at the scribes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, we see that, you know, they were coming against him in a big way. They threatened, Jesus threatened their authority because they were the ones that were supposed to be the spiritual people, the spiritual leaders of that day in that land. And here comes Jesus, and here comes a crowd following him. You know, as you go through the Gospels, one of them actually says that his fame spread throughout the land. In other words, he was well known. People came to him just to hear him talk, to see him heal, to bring their loved ones to be healed. And so there were a lot of haters. And you remember what Jesus said. I mean, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, but it's true. He said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. As you truly dedicate your life to the Lord, as you're fully living for him, not just a Sunday Christian, not just a cultural Christian, but an actual, genuine, everyday, my faith is going to weave through every aspect of my life, Christian, there will be people who don't agree with it. There will be people who push back. There will be people who don't agree with it. There will be people who don't like you because of your faith. You know, that's okay. The Great Commission is like, try to get everyone to like you. It's the Great Commission is spreading the gospel, sharing the truth, even though it's difficult for people, even though they might not want to hear it, even though it confronts things in their own life that are off, that need to be repented of. So here's another example as we're just kind of going through Matthew, touching on the words and the actions and the reactions and the words of Jesus, where he says, then he said to them, then he said to the man, Jesus did, this was on the Sabbath, in the synagogue, stretch out your hand, the man with the withered hand, right? And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. So Jesus healed a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. But Pharisees went out and conspired against him, listen to this, how to destroy him. How dare you break our Sabbath law? And you know, Jesus goes on to talk about, well, if one of your animals fell down a hole and was stuck, would you wait till the next day to save him and help him? Or would you help him right there? You'd help him right there. In other words, Jesus, as was sort of his saying to these guys, you guys are hypocrites. This guy needs help. He needs healing. Recognize the needs of people. And take action. You know, put the needs and the afflictions of people over all your laws. Because it's about relationship, right? It's about connection with others. It's about helping those who are hurting. Helping those who are lost. Helping those who need the Lord. You know, this guy, this man with the withered hand, at this moment, he needed Jesus. And there he was. And he healed the guy. So many people need Jesus. They need healing. They need deliverance. They need help. And for the Christian, that's our MO. That's our mission. We don't help the people. The Lord helps the people, but we are the vessels, the ones who go out and deliver the message of hope, the message of help, the message of life and love and everything that matters in this life. That's the gospel. We go out and we share the truths from God's word. That Jesus died, he rose again, he ascended to heaven, so that all who call upon him not might be saved. The scripture says, repeatedly, that those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. you know, the Lord tarries up to the present time because there are still more souls to be saved. And that's the heart to have, a heart to reach out. The religious leaders were like, no, don't heal him. You follow our rules, follow our laws, follow what we say. And Jesus says, forget all that. Look at this guy who's hurting, who's helpless, who needs healing physically, and who needs the Lord spiritually. That takes priority. That's why the first two commandments were love God, love others. All the rest of the commandments hang on these two. And so it's so important to look, don't look past people, look at people, don't talk about people, pray for people. If someone comes to your mind, seek the Lord for them, intercede for them. If someone needs to talk and they're going through it, listen to them. That's not the time to talk. That's the time to listen to what they're going through. You know, be a shoulder to cry on if necessary, and just being present with them. So you can hear their need, hear where they need help, and pray for them, that the Lord would intervene. That you'd be able to share those truths from God's word to lift them up, to meet them right where they're at, to help their heart. We're relational beings. That's how God created us, right? We have our relationship to Christ, you know, through Christ to God. We have our relationships with one another. That's how God created us. And so let's truly have hearts to see the needs, not push burdens on people like the Pharisees, but let people know, hey, Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He's going to give you rest. And he's going to give you peace in your heart. And he's going to do a work. God's still working. He's still moving in the hearts of people throughout this whole world. And it's amazing to hear about. It's amazing to see. And we have to be expectant because God is not done. We're still here. We're still alive. We still have breath in our lungs. God is not done. There's more to do. So maybe we ask the Lord, God, use me today. Whatever that means, whatever that looks like, I don't even know, but I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go throughout my day. I'm going to hang out with my family. I'm going to get home. Just use my life for your glory. And he will. He's that good. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. And we talk to you tomorrow.